Yes, this is all on podcast.
Those 10 new listeners we got, gone. Gone.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, God. Right out of the gate.
All right. 402-915-0962. Hey, we picked up, and I want to say hi to the 10 people that subscribe to our YouTube channel. I don't know who subscribed to the Apple or Spotify. But I just looked at the count and it picked up 10 more people. You're finding us again. Thank you. Yeah, because a lot of people, they listen and then they watch afterwards. Mm-hmm. So they want our facial expressions, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe they're in their car is what it is. And then they're listening on the way to work and then they can't get enough.
They're like, I want to see these ugly people.
Yeah, I want to see them. But say hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Also, welcome. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com as well. So I went to Nate on Saturday. Nate Bargatze. Yeah, great show. He was great. Downtown is a mess. I know it's all because of there's other events going on and stuff like that. But with the closings and you know that stupid streetcar thing, it kind of messes things up for traffic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a good show. He was funny. This is like the third or fourth time I've seen him.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's in a round, so it's right in the center.
Oh, right in the center again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, he and his openers are fantastic. And it seems like I've seen the host, the guy. He's the guy that starts it, and then he goes in between each act.
Okay.
To throw some more stuff in there. He was really good. He knows how to work the crowd. But one thing I did notice about Nate is that he was wearing all black, right? And so, I mean, I would watch up on the screen. And then I'd look down and watch, you know, but it's a little, the screen, thank God for those big screens. I know some people hate looking at them because you're there and you're watching his screen.
Well, you were up in like a box.
Yeah, I was
in
a box. I was in a suite. And I ran down and said hi to the Party Crashers. We gave tickets away to the show. So I ran down there and said hi to those guys.
Oh, nice.
That were there. Yeah. It was weird because I couldn't find them. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. I had a couple cocktails. And then someone
like,
held up
their little They a little foggy.
Yeah, they held up their phone and it was one of our shorts that we have. And I was like, And so, yeah, then I met him. And then I had to go because the lights were going down. But Nate was wearing all black because I think he put on 20 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. From my distance, on screen, he looks the same old Nate. But down when I was looking down, and if anybody can confirm, because Nate's not a big fat guy, he's acquired the ultimate dad bod to me.
He's always kind of had a dad bod, though.
Yeah, but this is a belly.
Oh.
This is a belly.
Look at you, meowskis.
I love
Nate. Somebody get a saucer of milk. You're like, somebody's put on some weight. The road's treating somebody real good. Oh, wink.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. And I couldn't stop looking up and down. I just couldn't stop because I'm like, wow, he looks the same up there. But when I look down there, he's got a belly going on.
Well, I would think that up on the Jumbotron, it would look more like that than if you saw him in real life. Like what were they doing with the camera work that they were working this magic?
Well, it's all front. It's not side. Oh. Yeah, it's all front. He's all black. It's all blacks. And when you're all black, it's slimming. You know, you don't want to wear something bright because then you look like a giant orange. It made it real. It made it real, you know. That's only what I noticed. But he was funny. It was funny, up and down, like
in between,
there, down, up there, yeah.
Wearing those tuxedo pants where they got their little extenders on them. Nate. You're so mean.
Yeah. No. I love it. I love it. I mean, I don't think everybody should be fit and trim. It's not fair for everyone who's not. I mean, you know,
right.
Yeah. I mean, but those guys have the money and the resources to get gyms and, you know,
it's
and,
tough
and
when also you're on the road. Out.
Oh, I believe it.
It's hard.
I believe it.
I mean, but you're eating crap. You're eating out everything. You know, I mean, every meal is at a restaurant or a hotel or something.
But Molly,
as much as you want to work out at the gym, and trust me, I have packed gym clothes on several of these trips.
Yeah.
And then I'm so angry at myself because it's this brutal reminder at the end of the trip. None of it's made its way out of the suitcase. Yet it still takes up valuable real estate.
Yeah.
And then you got to go home and unpack it. You're like, well, this can go back in the drawer because it's clean.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't work out once.
Well, this isn't just workout weight. I mean, not workout weight, on the road weight. Because, I mean, it's not like he's been continuously on the road. He's also doing that new show. I think he's going to end not do the road anymore. I think he's gravitating to his own stuff. Everyone says this TV show is great. This is like me, this is years of eating, or, you know, this isn't like, hey, I've been on the road for 6 months and I look like this now.
I thought he was what, I mean, I know like Jim Gaffigan's very transparent about the fact that he's been taking Ozempic.
Yeah.
I thought Nate was taking Ozempic as well.
No, Nate was never thick. He's never been, he's just been a
regular. Yeah, he has. Have you seen his early stuff?
No, that was his early stuff. I mean,
I'm saying that's his body.
No, this body's different now. This is not the early stuff. I mean, I've been following Nate forever. This is hard truth here. This is not early Nate body. This is, I've settled into family life, dad life, past the chips. Where's the remote?
Cackle, cackle. His early sets, though, he's
doughy. He's just a doughy dude. Molly, I'm telling you, this is belly. This is like Homer Simpson type stuff. This isn't Gaffigan. Gaffigan was just a thick dude, you know. This is like skinny legs, skinny ass, belly, and.
You really broke it down.
But this is from me watching from above.
Okay.
I mean, and that's what you do when you're in a suite. When you're looking down on people, you judge.
Which you love. You're like, this is where I need to be all the time. Judging from my Mount Olympus.
Oh, my God.
I am up here watching all of you.
Yeah. Like
gladiators.
It was great. Manuel and Katie, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they were there. They got, Katie has this new thing that she won't go to shows anymore like that unless it's close up, because she's like tired of spending tons of money out for a show and to watch it on TV. You know, like,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I get it, you know, and I've done it too. I love Joe Coy. I spent as much as I could to get as close as I can. And I thought I was going to have the best seats. And I got nervous when I saw Joe Coy because he really works the crowd. And I'm thinking, I'm the guy. And then after spending all that money on what I thought were great tickets, it was in the middle. So he had no eye room to spot me. By any means, it wasn't further up enough.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I get what she's saying about that. But yeah, they're there and we were that people. He calls me and he's like, do you see us? And he's waving down there and I'm up here waving at him. Hey!
I'm up in the suite. Yes, I can see you ant people down there. You plebes. Look at all you regular folks.
You regular folks. What I'd like to say about Up in the Suites, there's a bar that's outside of the suite, you know. There's always the nicest person working behind that bar. And there's also a television.
Okay. Right?
And so you go there and she's working her butt off as best as she can. It's probably dead, you know, because people are in their suites and a lot of those suites have drinks. And I noticed that she's not doing anything. I'm like, you know what? They need to put on that television. I mean, you're working. I get it. But why don't they put on the television so you can at least watch the show? You know what I mean? It's like, it's not fair. It's like, I get it. They're employees and you want them to focus, but
you're
I'm
like,
sure
you know
they
what?
Will focus.
I know that I'm a fancy person and I'm up here, but I even want you people, you regular folks.
Not regular folks, Molly.
To have access. Thank you so much. You are such a good worker.
Molly quit it. I'm just saying that they
I know, I'm
they need to be appreciated a little bit more. And it's a venue, and that sucks. I just can't imagine sitting there and listening to everyone laugh. You know, I'm just saying, if you're listening and you're with
that's Mecca, how it was when we worked in the box office, though. We didn't have TVs from inside.
Did they?
I mean, you just hear everybody. You'd hear the show. You'd hear people
TVs?
Laughing. Pardon?
Were there TVs?
Yeah, we didn't have them. We didn't have them in the box office. Oh, so you see, just sit there.
They had it. They have them. And that's just it. If it's there, just turn it on. Plus, the advantage, too, is that I can walk out of whatever where I'm at and still watch the show while I'm getting a drink, and I can walk back instead.
Usually
of,
they are on.
They're
not. Something was wrong with the TV. That's
I
weird.
Don't know, because the TVs in the suites weren't on either.
That is weird.
It
because
was
usually
weird.
It's all like fired up and ready. I wonder what was going on.
Okay, there might have been something wrong. I'm just here to complain about it. But yeah.
Well, I wonder if it was one of those things where he didn't want people recording, or you know what I mean? And so they were like, no TVs and just in case something. I don't know.
Yeah, could be, I guess. But yeah, good show, Nate. Thanks for hooking us up with tickets, and sorry for being a little real.
Yeah, talk about biting the hand that feeds. You're like, well, that'll be the last time. On account of the fact that you completely dissected his body like we're page six. You're like, and another thing, all black, you're not fooling anyone. As you sit in all black.
I was wearing a black shirt, very
you're like,
slimming. Yeah. You know what I'd been doing? I just rehooked up our cameras in the back for, you know, I was having issues.
Oh, the security cameras?
Yeah, the security cameras in the back. So, yeah, don't try coming over, people. I can watch you now. And I won't call the cops. I'll just watch you. That's already creepy enough.
Creeper.
You know?
So, yeah.
Well, I decided that the bird family that I've been at war with, that I've, you know, I've let it happen. I'm like, all right, whatever, you win, birds. So the whole time I'm like, well, if we're going to have two birds hanging out and God knows how many chicks are going to be hatching, we got to give them names at least, right? And so I'm like, all right, so I'm running down all these names. So if you guys can help us out, I don't want it to have separate names. At first I was like, why don't we just call them different like flavors of chicken wings? And Wylene's like, I do not want to be.
God. You're like, you are buffalo. Like, you're a monster.
I never thought
of it. I'm a bird. You're like, yeah, you are. Lemon pepper for you.
Wylene said the same thing. She's like, I know those are edible. Yeah. That does not fit. At all. And so I'm throwing all these names at her. And then finally I'm like, you know what? I can't keep track of them. They're all going to look the same. Both robins look the same. I can't tell the male from the female. And this nest, by the way, Molly, it is built up. It's
huge.
Pretty cool. Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. So I decided, hey, you know, I got the cameras hooked up. And I'm like, well, my idea is that the camera would kind of aim towards the nest. So Wylene could, when she's at work, she can watch her friends, you know, and the babies happen.
Uh-huh.
But the camera doesn't cover it because it's up a little too high. So I had an extra Ring doorbell.
God, get a life. You're like, so now we've got bird TV. Just for people who are listening or watching, he's not 150 years old. He's young. He's younger than his hobbies would lead you to believe.
Yeah, I am.
You're like, I put up ads, so now we can watch the bird family. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
So the birds fly off when I'm there on the deck, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're finding food and stuff. So I have an option to put it literally 8 inches from the nest.
Okay.
or I can put it across, so that's about 10 feet from the nest. I'm afraid if I go 8 inches close to the nest and get up there, because I'll be by it, that the birds will never come back. Would they? Do you know? You're a bird lady.
I don't. I've never tried to put a Ring doorbell 8 inches from their home. So we are in uncharted territories. My bird expertise, quote unquote, ends at when you said Ring doorbell. Okay. How do I put, what is this, National Geographic? Yes. What are you getting ready to do, the next Earth series for Animal Planet?
So I have
you're gonna get Morgan Freeman to do the voiceover. I wish I could tell you those birds lived. Well, that they came back.
That's, I mean, but with the Ring, you can also zoom in. So I just didn't want to, you know, jeopardize. So in the front yard, right by the door, Wileen had this, you know, those, they look like wicker, but they're for plants. You put them in there. It's almost like a basket, and it was hanging.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's weird. Uh-huh. But anyway, I noticed that a bird had, and it was a robin. It had to be because the eggs were blue. A bird had put a nest, and there was 2 eggs in it.
Aww.
Yeah, this was a couple years ago. And then we had some work done in the front. And so they were putting up like a retaining type wall, and we were putting a driveway in. So it was a lot of noise.
Okay.
So I think it was too noisy and they got too close to it because they never came back to the nest.
Okay.
So they just abandoned the nest and the eggs. And that's what I was trying to prevent from doing by getting too close to their nest. Because I can't see if there's any eggs in there, and I don't want to look, but I don't want to freak them out. So that's why I was deciding maybe I should put it 10 feet away. Yes, this is all on podcast.
Those 10 new listeners we got, gone. Gone. Like, I thought this was something else. I thought they were funny. I didn't realize that I was listening to a nature show. For those listening, neither did I. This is not what I signed up for. I thought we would be talking about fun stuff too. I didn't realize that we were going to be talking about things from the nursing home. Is it 80 degrees in your house as well?
It is. It's hot. I'm sweating.
You're like, we eat a lot of soup.
Yeah.
It's 700 degrees inside the house.
Someone asked me, what do we talk about? I'm like, I just talk about my life. Molly talks about her life. And he goes, really? I'm like, yeah, that's all we do. We talk about that. Then we talk about other stuff as well. But, you know, we just like to really open up the curtains to our castle and let everybody in.
Castle. Maybe you live in a castle. I am like an old woman in a shoe. Like, seriously, I was like, we really need to work on. Oh my God, my house is driving me crazy right now.
Why? What's going on? What's going on with your house?
This is just, it's disorganized. I live in a chaotic mess, and I can't, you know, and it's funny. I think about it and I'm like, oh, this is just chaos. Like, how can I even live like this? And then I think back, I'm like, when have you not lived like this? Like, this is one of those things where it's like, you have that moment. You're like, this is so not who I am. Uh-huh. I don't normally live. It's like, let's take a real deep look at in the memory lane of your past houses.
So what is it? Is it just messy, unorganized? Just, it doesn't look crisp. Cause my house right now is the same way. And I just had family over. I'm looking right now. Oh my God, grandma. You're like 3 months from completely having a path like a hoarder through that room. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Just again. Oh, look, there's the path. Yep.
Yeah, there's
and
the
then
path.
There's the stuff.
What is all that? Molly's shown us. She's got a chair back, an old lady chair back there, grandma chair.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's sad is when you have one chair, that means no one sits with you down there.
No, that's my reading chair. And if I could get to it, I would sit there. I've got a nice little, a nice little spot over there. It's a cozy chair and it's got a footrest and it's meant for me to be able to sit in here, like I've got a Bluetooth speaker that I'm just able to like chill out and zen out, but I can't get to it.
Yeah, because you got too much stuff.
All the boxes.
So what's it look like upstairs? Just to ask.
Not like that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No.
I couldn't like that. Do that. I mean, I have a garage that looks like that right now. Mm-hmm. And God, that was, I had a conversation with a guy and he's the same deal. He's like, it's the hardest thing to get rid of stuff. I go, dude, I got a dumpster and we were doing it every year. And every stinking time I would see this mop bucket and I'd have a choice, throw it away or keep it. But for some reason in my head, I would make it, you know, I'd somehow go, well, I might use it. And so I would keep it. And then next year, same thing. I've never used it. It's just crazy. So that's my garage looks like your room right
so
now.
So these boxes, just to let you know, one of them is all crafts.
Okay.
So like you could knit, you could needlepoint. You could weave baskets.
You know what you're saying? You just made fun of me about birds.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about pot and kettle. I don't have bird cameras, but do you want to knit? I showed you my sweet scarf that I knitted.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Lots of books. I've got a box of old letters.
Okay.
That I've been meaning to go through. And it's just it. So the reason when I say this, my whole house doesn't look like this. This is the room that stuff migrates to. And then you just close the door.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We have that.
So room. Like the rest of the house is like, oh, you'd look around and you would think normal people live here. Normal people who pick up after themselves. Look at this. Books on the bookshelf. Oh my gosh, is that stuff on the coffee table all arranged nicely? Yes, it is. And then you come into my studio and you're like, welcome to the crypt.
Yeah, open up the curtains. That's what
I'm
telling
you. This is where all crafts go to die. Oh, do you want to make a book? Oh, sure. I think I've got a craft for that.
So what are you
going to do? What else we got? What's your plan? Jewelry making? Can do that. Hot gun right over there.
And you don't do any of it. It just sits there.
No. Why would I when I could just close the door?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I never even knew you had that type of space there.
Yeah.
So what's your plan? Is your plan to go through it?
I have been kicking the can on cleaning out this studio
for
like 2 months now.
Okay. 2 months.
So, you know, it's a work in progress. Because then this is the thing. You are a busy, busy beaver. When you have free time, you can't sit still.
No, I can't.
You are busy, 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 busy. I'm busy, but then when I get free time, I want to just read. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do.
Totally fair. I mean, I've been trying to not be so busy bee.
Okay.
I've been I'm working on that. And I'll tell you what, I'm not that I'm unhappy, but I do feel happier. Like, because I know that if I walk down here to this studio,
right,
I will not leave this studio for 8 to 10 hours. I just won't. And I'm doing stuff. I just can't stop. So I decided to take breaks, like not go down here for days. So if we have 2 days that we're not, you know, doing a podcast,
right,
I'm not coming down here. You know, I just sit upstairs and
stare at the birds. And just watch those birds live. Birds.
Yeah.
Those birds are just living their best life.
But God, our weather has sucked so much. It's just, you know, there's really hasn't been much patio time or you know, anything.
Porch I feel time. So vindicated, by the way.
Why?
We had the great air conditioner debate.
Uh-huh.
And oh, really? I mean, you know, my husband, he is a polar bear. I mean, he wants to like be able to hang meat in our bedroom. Like he wants it icebox cold.
Does he? Yeah.
And so, you know, we had those high 80 degree days and we have our bedroom on the second floor.
Okay.
And it's got like a cathedral. It's a cathedral roof or basically it's like 25, 30 foot ceilings.
Okay.
It's really huge. And it gets warm. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Your walls are 25 feet high. What do you live in, a castle?
They raised the roof.
Is it like a triangle or is it flat? Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right. Never mind. Okay.
It goes up. But I mean, the walls are, our house had a whole new second floor put on it.
Okay.
Before we bought it. It wasn't supposed to have like a usable second floor. And the guy that owned it beforehand ripped off the roof and made it a two-story house. Wow. And when he did that, he made it like with these cathedral ceilings. It's like you go in there and it's unbelievably spacious. It's really, you know, it's a lot airy. It's very nice. But it does get warm. It does get a little warm. There's lots of windows. It's like, I love it. It's fantastic. My husband's like, it is 80 degrees upstairs. He's like, it's 76 degrees upstairs.
I'm like going through menopause because I'm like, I'm cold, hot.
Really?
Because we have these different floors as well.
Okay.
And so it's to regulate the temperature. I had to get sensors on each floor. Oh. Yeah, okay. Because we have a Nest thermostat. And it reads each floor, and I can switch the temperatures to whatever I wanted on each floor. But it's difficult because if it's 70, you know, like it'll get 71 in the room upstairs. That's hot to me. That's probably not hot to you. But
no, it feels great.
I turn it on to 67, and then the next level below goes down to 62.
Wow.
I'm like, good God. So we're constantly chasing.
Adjusting and everything.
Constantly. I hate
it. Well, yeah,
it
because
so
you've
much.
Got a multi-level. I mean, that's the thing with a multi-level home. You've got, what is it, a split ranch. So it's like there's different levels. And obviously, given how heat rises and cool air stays out, and plus the basement. I mean, naturally holds that cold.
I'm freezing
now. So, I mean,
now.
We've got zones too. Like our basement is different from the top floor.
Okay.
So, but I was pushing back. I'm like, we're not cracking the seal on air conditioning yet. I'm like, it's April. It's not going to stay like this. And I mean, I'm like, this is the one part of the year besides fall. Fall's another one where the windows are open and you can get some fresh air in the house and you can kind of like air things out. That's the whole point of like spring cleaning and what have you. I thought that I would have reinforcements with the children. I thought that they would be team mom, like it's fine, like it's not that. They were the worst. They were like, why isn't the air conditioner on? It is insufferable in here. I was like, well, first of all, you don't have a job, so like you don't get a vote, like period, full stop. Like you don't get to say anything about how we spend money in this house. And it costs money to run the air conditioner. And what I'm telling you is it's 86 degrees today and it's going to be 40 tomorrow. So just cool it. Like suffer through one night. I grew up, we didn't have air conditioning.
We didn't either.
I'm like, you pampered little tater tots. You come in here sashaying in like, it is warm in my room. I'm like, open a window. I don't want to hear it. Sleep in underwear. That's fine. Put a cool cloth on your body. I don't want to hear it. It
These
is seriously.
Kids, they're funny.
Seriously. I mean, for my husband, I get it. I'm like, listen, you work hard. You come home. You want to be able to sleep well. Like my husband has a stake. He has a claim in this. But he also knows that I'm right in the sense that it's not forever. It's April in Chicago.
It's April.
It's going to be it's going to snow tomorrow. And I don't want to turn on the air conditioner only to have play this on and off game. Well, he went in the backyard to go to the garage for something. And he comes back in. He's like, just want you to know, neighbors have their air conditioning on. You can hear their bears kick in. You know how you have the thing out back? And he's like, yeah, it's running. I'm like, we're not keeping up with the Joneses. Listen, that's fine. If that's how they want to live their life, if that's how they want to run their house, that's on them.
That's on them.
Don't use that. Don't use the neighbors. He's like, I'm just saying, people are turning on their air conditioner.
Yeah,
and then guess what? I was totally vindicated because the next day the kids were wearing their winter coats to school. And I'm like, see, you wanted the air conditioner on and now you're wearing a puffy coat to school. Don't ever tell me I'm right. I've lived in the Midwest a long time.
Have you ever had the conversation with your kids about when what it was like when you were their age? Because remember, I mean, I'm trying to date us, but a lot of people listening can relate. We had three channels,
yeah,
you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you were the younger sibling, so you were in charge of changing the channel. That was the thing. Anne was like, why don't you change the channel? I'm like, because I'm older than you and I will beat you up.
God.
Turn the channel.
Remote control. We had a big console TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm really taking this back. I don't remember anything before us sitting there every like Sunday night or whatever movie night it was. Mm-hmm. They'd have movies on regular television at night. And the idea was to get families to do something
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had Sunday dinner and then you're like watching, it was usually ABC.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the family network where it was like some Disney movie or some other. Like,
one I can remember, Molly, is Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember Witch Mountain. These kids don't
That was what you, I mean, that was it. It wasn't like, well, what's on the other channel? I mean, now we play this game where it's like, there's a new movie on HBO. That's stupid. Well, what's on TNT? I mean, we're going to have to watch commercials. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like now you play this game where it's just an embarrassment of entertainment. You're like, I don't even know.
Can't
I guess I'll watch the Avengers for the 75th time.
We have made
lists.
I don't
like anything else that's on.
We now have lists because we can't keep up with everything we're watching because all these other
lists of what you want to watch.
No, but like there's a I couldn't even tell you the name of some of these shows. But like, you know, have you have Pitt? I'll write down Pitt is on Thursday. This is on that day. This is on that day. And then I'll write down movies because we're just you get lost in all the stuff. And I'm just like, I can't keep up. And there's always. It seemed, and it's funny because you have so many options, but there are moments that you like, I can't find anything to watch because you're not in the mood for whatever the heck they're offering up everywhere. And I hate that feeling. And so I've kind of gone like, why don't we just go back to Wick, John Wick, all these movies that we've seen before that we liked.
Yeah.
I'll watch it again. I'll watch it again. I don't care. I like them. So
a new
season
of Turning Point. I think that I never... it's the one about the, it's got Kate Hudson. It's the basketball family in LA.
A new
season of that just dropped.
It's great.
It's really good.
It is such a good show. I was so excited when they came out. Also Beef. Are you familiar with Beef?
Yeah. I didn't get it through the first season. It was kind of weird. It was like the lady was mad at some guy.
His road rage. I thought it was good, but it was, you know, I thought it was good for what it was, but they have a new season and it's not anything like that. It's something different. You know,
yeah, if I want to have road rage, I'll just drive to where I need
story.
To go.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a different story, and I can't follow along with it. But anyway, yeah, so I just make lists. But yeah, your kids would freak out if you told them, we're going to live back in my childhood for a week called Windows Open
at 100. My parents had air conditioning in their room. They had a window unit in their room.
Oh, they did.
Well, we grew up in, I mean, it was one of those like, 100-year-old brick houses, right? Where
hot.
There is no, it's steam heating. There is no air conditioning. And so it was just a matter of we had a window unit in our dining room and we had a window unit in my parents' room. And then the rest of the house was just hot.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, we would go in my parents' room. They had a television in there and we would all just like curl up and watch TV
on
the
nice
small
cool.
television just because it was like nice and cool in there.
God, just to yearn to go back. I mean, how we battled that heat, you know, windows open all the time. And and it truly was like, you know, how you cool your apple pie on the windowsill.
Wow. I mean, I didn't live on Little House on the Prairie, but yeah. I get where you're going with
you
that.
Know where I'm going.
So my thing was, this was my cool, how to stay cool trick.
Yeah.
I would take my pillow and I would put it in my parents' room so it would get nice and cold. And then when it was time for bed, I'd go in and I'd get my pillow and put it in my room. So then when I went to sleep, it was a cold, like a block of ice that I was sleeping on.
Oh, very nice.
That was my little hot summer hack. The problem is it doesn't stay cold for very long.
No, it's just a wet
as rag. cold as you want it to be for as long as you want it to be. It doesn't
well,
stay like that.
Peter will get his way. He'll get that air conditioner going.
He will. But I'm like, at least May.
Yeah. May, yeah.
I'm like, we're May's not fair. Doing it in April. Like, yeah. That's just, what are we? Robber barons? We've got like a million gajillion dollars. Somebody tell me. I didn't realize that. I mean, I am so like frugal when it comes to that stuff. I'm like, you can sweat.
It is.
We don't need to be turning that. It's going to be on all summer. It's going to be running all summer.
It is a luxury. You know, you don't have to have it. It's nice to have it when it's like brutal.
Oh, you got to have it. But now.
I mean, only because you're acclimated to it. I mean, if you were used to not, you know, if you didn't have it, then you'd have to deal with it. And next thing you know,
well,
you're
growing up. Yeah. I mean,
and malls,
growing up, we never had it. Uh-uh. So it wasn't like, oh, man, I know what it's like. Now I know what it's like. The biggest thing for me, and it's not even so much, I just want the fresh air because I'm like, we spend all winter sealed up in our homes.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's reused air. There's this brief time where it's fresh. And I'm like, before we go sealing back up our homes, because there is a phenomenon for summer. They talk about it in Arizona, where it's this time of year where it's basically like winter for them because you're never in fresh air. You're just in air conditioned air for months and months and months. And psychologically what that does to you, being in a sealed environment, and that it's good to get out and just get some fresh air.
Yeah.
So this is where I dig in. I'm like, we're already going to be in a hermetically sealed bubble for the next 3 months because it's so humid and hot. Like, that's the other thing. You forget air conditioning takes the humidity out of the air, too. So it's not that suffocating heat.
Well, this is the geriatric.
Seriously. Let's go back to the birds. The birds. Full circle.
All right, we're going to motivate and we're going to get out of here. And on Wednesday, what are we going to cover? I got a couple things. We got some Kellogg stuff. They made an announcement, which is great. Also, what is this, Financial Future?
Oh, yeah. It's the Financial Future Faking.
Okay. We're going to get to that on Wednesdays. But we're going to do Motivate Now to get you through to Wednesday. And here we go, Molly, you got choices, whatever you pick, it's multiple choice A, B, or C. And that, whatever you pick is what the motivation comes from that.
Okay.
Would you rather, throw up a little in your mouth every time you burp? Do you burp much?
No,
I don't either. I'm not a big burper. You know,
no.
I think I fart more than I burp. So
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Whiteley. Got to get out somehow.
Yeah, exactly. smell like hot garbage when you sweat. That's B.
Oh no,
wouldn't that be awful?
That'd be so embarrassing.
Yes, that would suck. Every time you worked out or you're sweating outside, you smell like garbage.
Oh, God, what is that smell? It's like they're riding behind a garbage truck in summer.
Yeah. And then number C is have your breath always smell like tuna. A, B, or C?
I'll take A. I'd rather throw up in my mouth a little bit. At least it doesn't hurt anybody but me.
All right. Let's motivate.
You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Every expert was once a beginner. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Create it by starting. Each step forward builds the greatness within you.
Looks like a suicide bomber kit. It's like, I'm gonna get it. The ground is coming quickly. Pull up. Don't do it. There's so much to live for. You've got eggs to go home to. You're a bird.
You're a bird. How we started with the bird and ended with an eagle.
With the bird.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel. Radio is on. the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.